Thank you for being here for the I Am Real Estate Show. I am Danielle, and we are missing both Sandra and Raymond. So it feels a little bit weird today, but I am not alone in the studio. We have Don Geisler, the CEO of Indy Realty.
Hello, Danielle.
And we have Jonathan Spurr, the everything inspired life mortgage and chiropractic and all of that. I don't know what all to call you.
We've started using the Inspired Life Group since
Inspired Life Group.
Yep, that's what we're using right now. Inspired Life Group.
That is awesome.
There we go. Well, thank you, Don and John, for being here so that I'm not by myself, because that would be really boring and lonely. So
it might be boring for you, but you're great on the radio, so it would come out great.
I'm pretty sure with me sitting here talking to myself for an hour straight, everyone would start to wonder if I talk
to myself all day long. So
John has a lot of talents. He is here for his looks, his good looks.
Exactly. What I heard earlier today. I mean, I'm the best looking voice on radio.
No. That's right.
Well, so John, what's going on with rates? What's going on in the mortgage industry?
Well, we've had a pretty big win in the last 2 weeks for mortgage rates. They have come down anywhere from 0.375%, which means they're significantly better than they were the beginning of October, and we're much more in the range of where we were end of August, beginning of September. So things are definitely more affordable. When interest rates come down 0.5%, that really helps affordability in buying a home.
You know, I'm going to say I really appreciated that I found that out very quickly via Facebook, because you made a post that everyone can see that rates have come down. And so if you're out there wondering what rates are doing, I suggest that they follow you on Facebook. You've got lots of good information there.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all the fun social media that's out there. But what's really funny is, with Canva, it takes me all day to come up with one flyer, but as soon as rates go down, I can get something out in 30 seconds.
That's good.
Good news is great to share very quickly.
That makes the phone ring. It's good stuff.
So, it's been great. I've got quite a few people that saw that post that had stopped searching. One of them called today and said, "Hey, I saw your post that rates went down, pre-qualled, and she's going to be out looking for a house this weekend." And so I've seen a little bit of uptick in transactions in just the last few days when people saw that rates had come back down. They just had been sitting on the sidelines waiting for that, you know, magic thing to come out and happen.
And if someone is wanting to do that now, you can get their rates locked in so that they can start looking.
Yeah, so we have the ability to what's called lock and shop, and so you can lock now. You do have to find a property within 30 days, and you have to close within 90, but you can lock in an interest rate before you actually have a property address.
So for anybody who's on the fence, it's a really good time. Get that rate locked in, and then go take a look and see what's out there.
Absolutely.
Well, we're definitely so appreciative to have, you know, leaders in the industry, people that think out of the box. And do you have any special programs and stuff like that going on? I know first-time buyers are always interested in what you got out there, down payment assistance. Where do you go in that kind of thing?
So the one program we have is called Empower, and it is a federal grant. I like grants more than down payment assistance. Typical down payment assistance has some sort of second mortgage attached to the transaction, a time period that you have to stay in the home, so on and so forth. Grant money is truly free money. I like the Empower program because almost anybody can qualify for it. There are very few restrictions, and it's 3.5%. So that's plenty of down payment for you to get into an FHA loan. In FHA, you can borrow up to, what is it, $470,000 now? So, I mean, you can get into a decent-sized house with an FHA loan, and you can have your down payment given to you without any strings attached.
It's just wonderful. There are so many options out there, and it's just so beneficial for people to be reaching out to us in the industry who do it, you know, day in and day out, every single day. And I'm very encouraged when I hear that people say, you know, they see your ad and they jump back in. And then it's discouraging to hear that people went to that position on the fence, because even throughout everything that happens, whether the market is up or down or interest rates are up and down, we are constantly coming up with solutions, coming up with ideas, and there's just so much benefit to owning versus renting, or there's also so much benefit to making that move for your own quality of life, whether you've been deciding to upsize or downsize or whatever you're trying to do. there is no reason to just sit on the fence. There are lots of great programs out there, lots of creativity and lots of options out there.
No, I completely agree with you. And we've talked about it a lot. There's, you know, a cost to waiting from buying versus renting. Rents continue to keep going up. If you own a home, you fix your housing costs. But for me, I have, in my 30 plus year career, have tried to stay ahead of the curve and notice where things may be going and try to present those solutions to you guys and mm-hmm. to my customers before they may even be needed. But have a good understanding of where the market's going and what the different markets mean and what tools we have in the toolbox to use. I had a lunch and learn. You didn't get to come, Danielle, but your Sandra was there. And they asked, why am I, you know, so gung-ho about FHA right now? And if you had asked me 2 years ago, I'd be, oh, conventional, only thing you want to do. But right now, FHA is the best product and the best tool in our toolbox to get people into a home and help with the affordability. And it just changes. As the market changes, the different tools we have available change.
And it's funny that you say that, because there are some things where, you know, we all know, have the tendency to be cynical about government programs and stuff like that. But, you know, to see programs out there that are government programs, FHA, et cetera, and have people that are working hard to make sure that the housing market, that the American dream, is available to anybody who wants it, to the people that want it, and that supports our industry, which is one of the key drivers in the economy. You know, it's really encouraging. There's just so much great stuff out there.
Yeah, I think FHA gets a bad rap. I think everybody thinks of FHA as something for low-income borrowers, or they don't have down payment, or they have bad credit, and that just isn't what it is. It's a phenomenal program that we can put quite a few people into a home, but it has this negative attachment to it because of the government program. And I don't want to ruin this for everybody, but guess what? Fannie and Freddie have been owned by the federal government since 2008, so they're basically all federal programs.
They are, and they are designed to open up doors to home ownership to people and to assist in the housing market and ensure that key driver of the economy keeps on rolling. And it does. And there are so many people just working so hard on the front lines and behind the scenes, you know, to make things happen. I had the conversation this week. My kiddo is 21 years old, and I actually had the legit in detail conversation with him this week about renting versus buying. And I can tell you right now, in this snapshot in time, it is a far better value for him to be considering buying a home than renting.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my middle daughter, Kendall, was at the U of A and working part-time and in a cruddy little apartment for $600 a month. And she called me, she said, my lease is up and my rent's going to $1,300. I'm like, no, it's not. We're buying you a house.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
I mean, that's just what we did. We went out and bought our house, a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,000-square-foot townhouse. Our payment's $1,400 a month, and I shoved her in there. I'm like, this is no way I'm going to pay $1,300 a month rent on a 500-square-foot apartment. Not happening.
It's absolutely crazy how everything has gone up so much in the last couple of years. It really is a time, if you haven't thought about it before, it is the time to start thinking about buying.
It is unreal. Those $600 a month days are gone for sure.
They won't be back. That just doesn't exist anymore.
Well, and I'll say that was definitely the single best investment that I have ever made. And I'm glad that I did that when I was 21. We are here on the I Am Real Estate Show. You are listening to Danielle, Don Geisler, and Jonathan Spur. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. We are back, and you know, I'm going to just say it because Raymond hasn't been here for a while. He's back in town now, and he probably could use a little love if you missed him on the radio the last couple weeks. Let him know how much he was missed, you know?
Oh, don't worry. He'll be the first phone call I make when I leave here.
We do miss Raymond. Raymond is the light up the room guy for sure, so he will be welcome back with open arms when we get to see him again.
You know, Sandra was talking about kicking him off because he's been gone for so long, but
yeah, we just lose him.
Yeah.
Like he has to work his way back in.
Yeah.
Let him have him come in, sweep up a little bit and see if he can work his way back into the lead chair.
There we go.
I think we should do it.
So Don, what can you tell us about the real estate market right now?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that we are so unbelievably encouraged, and there's so many encouraging things out there. So, you know, and sometimes I have to be careful because I don't want to come across as just Pollyanna, you know, all the time. I am a very positive, glass half full, you know, person. I do encourage everybody to see the positive sides of things consistently. But, you know, the numbers bear out. You know, we at Indy Realty see so much activity going on. And I'll just kind of repeat what I'm always saying, that the agents and the professionals that are out there, you know, doing their thing are super busy. The activity among the buyers and sellers is phenomenal. There's plenty of activity out there. And so we're busy. And so when we look at the actual market, you know, we have stats through October. And in October, we were very, very consistent with October last year. So people tend to worry a little bit because numbers are down significantly from 2020 and 2021 numbers. But those were super heated, over the top years. They were over the top scenarios.
Those were historic, record breaking years.
They really, really were. So when we say, well, right now, whatever the new reality is, as we're settling in what year is this? 2023.
And for just a little longer.
For just a little longer. And we see that we are really reflecting, we're staying consistent and staying even with last year. I mean, that's a good sign because there have been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of things going on in the world that distract people. People have been very concerned about interest rates, of course. And so closed sales just kind of held right on. And at the same time, pending sales did the exact same thing. Pending sales in October 2023 are actually up over pending sales from 2022. So anybody that's feeling like we're in any kind of spiral, you know, everything's going off the cliff, it is not. We are holding steady. We're out there doing what we do. And I promise that you can still achieve your dreams of home ownership and that we can help you.
I've been super encouraged. I'm a lot like you. I look at everything from the glasses half full, but I've been doing this for so long and I've been through all the ups and downs, and you have to have the ups and the downs for the market to work. But my wife and I were getting ready this morning and was joking with her, and I said, you know, I need a new slogan for a t-shirt. And then just, I sat there like, real estate, the only proven investment since the Stone Age.
It's true.
And it's true. I mean, investing in real estate is a proven investment for as long as we have been buying and selling land.
And, you know, those ups and downs that you talk about, I have been through them too. I'm what am I, 23 years, 22 years into business right now, and I have seen it all too. And there are times where we thought, how is it ever going to bounce back? How is it ever going to get better? And it just does. And the interesting thing is that we learn to adjust to any type of market that came out. They're buyers and sellers, human beings, our fellow Americans out there, all of it. Everybody still has the need for a home. Home ownership is still the American dream, and there's always so much of that going on. And, you know, back in the day when everything crashed, I may have said this last time, but I absolutely promise you there was not one single one of us that said, oh goody, short sales are 70% of our job right now. Not a single person in the world. But we just did it. Like, we did it and we figured it out, and we are able to assist sellers and assist buyers through those types of markets.
And I think, and every up and down that I've been through, we learn and good things, yes, come out of it. Every time something unique happens in the scenario of that downswing or that uptick in rates, and we learn from it, and better products come out or better underwriting, things change so that we are moving forward in a better position. And I feel like these ups and downs are necessary, but I'm super encouraged. Applications are up. People are getting off of their rear end and going and wanting to shop for homes. And there are definitely homes out there in all price ranges. I just got a contract today for a very nice townhouse for $250,000. There are affordable homes out, mm-hmm, there.
I wish I would have called my kiddo for that one.
I just saw one. It went up, and 3 days later, it's already under contract. What's and that? It was at $285,000. Yeah. It was a three-bedroom, I think. Three-bedroom, two-bath. But yeah, they're going quick.
And there is opportunity in every type of market. I mean, so we can also look at new listings are up over the prior year. So while we're holding the line on closed and pending sales, new listings have increased. And so that opens up the inventory for buyers. There's more out there for them to look at. It's not like, at least right now at this snapshot in time, it's not like it was where you had to get something in the first day and there were 30 offers on something. Although those properties do exist and those scenarios do exist out there still too. But when we look right now and we say, well, there is over 3 months of inventory, that's still maybe not enough. You know, we consider 6 months of inventory to be a balanced market. But just seeing that there's 3.5 months of inventory compared to in the years that I talked about, 2020, 2021, when we said there's 0.4, 0.2 months of inventory in certain areas.
Okay, we're measuring it in days, not
in
months.
Days.
We were, I watched houses in my neighborhood, the sign go in the ground, and within seconds, there were offers on it.
Yeah. So we get up now and we say, oh, there's three and a half months of inventory. Well, at least that's something that we can take off our worry plate, you know, for right now. It's a good thing. So always very encouraging.
Well, and things are always, I mean, they are still moving quickly for a lot of people.
Yes.
There are, like the one I just mentioned, that it was under contract after just a couple days. And I'm not sure exactly how quick, because I looked at it 3 days later and saw that it was under contract. But these things that are, you know, they're moving quick, you need to have somebody who's going to be there to really help you through that process and to be watching those things for you. And, you know, I would suggest calling the Johnson Smith team. We'll be there to help you out. We'll be looking for those homes. We can set something up so that you are alerted very quickly when something new goes on the market. And we can be there to help you through the process so that you can be one of the first people to jump when the right place comes on the market for you.
And one of the things we do at Inspired Life when you're getting qualified is we pre-approve you. We don't get you pre-qualified. You're fully underwritten. All the income documentation is reviewed, signed off, assets. Basically, we need a property, which allows you to have a very quick close time if you want, where you could write a 15 or 17-day offer instead of a 30-day contract. And I sometimes feel that that might give you a little bit of an advantage in those competitive market situations.
That is so powerful. And we might, after the break, want to talk a little bit more, you know, for our listeners out there, the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval and how important it is and how much more solid and powerful it makes the offers that you have out there. And also, as Danielle is saying, it's so important if you're in the market, whether you're a buyer or a seller, that you are hooked up with a professional that has the tools at their fingertips, that has everything that they need to make sure you are right out in front of everything.
You are listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. If you do have real estate needs, you can call the Johnson Smith team, Raymond Smith, at 520-904-7711. Sandra Johnson at 520-850-1725 or Danielle Johnson at 520-373-6864. Thanks for sticking with us. We are on the I Am Real Estate Show. I'm Danielle Johnson. We're missing Sandra and Raymond today, but I have with me Don Geisler, the CEO of Indy Realty, and Jonathan Spurr, the CEO of the Inspired Life Group. So again, thanks for being here, guys. I just want to say that again, because here we are talking about all these really cool things, and we've actually got some really fun things that we want to talk about that are happening in our office and in the Inspired Life office. And so I feel like it's just a really great opportunity to let a little bit of the office personalities shine through this segment.
Well, that's fun. So first off, I'm super happy to be here. And like we said, we do miss Ray and Sandra, but you know, they're busy out serving the community in the ways that they always do. And so they are tireless and relentless about it. They're amazing role models and we really appreciate them. Yeah, so at Indy Realty, so I'll start off with, we are located at 7255 East Tancredi Road. So you may or may not have seen, we have started to put out word that we are having a toy drive this year. So we are accepting new unwrapped toys in our office. They will be distributed for the holidays among the entire community. The point organization on it is Golder Ranch Fire. They are experienced in it, and it does service the entire community. So that is rolling right now. And our original date, I think we had to bump up. They have to be in by mid-December. So if you are listening and you want to stop by, please get those new unwrapped toys, drop them off, and we will get them where they are going. That'll be going on for the next month. And I want to take just a second to thank everybody out there that contributed to our food drive that benefited the Southern Arizona Community Food Bank. That was wonderful. And, you know, when we're in the office and we're, you know, kind of doing our thing and we have people from the public just walking in with boxes and bags and crates of food to help the less fortunate and the needy in our community, it was just so gratifying, just such an unbelievable experience. So thank you guys. And we will do it again, not only at this time of the year next year, but probably again. We tend to find that during the summer months, their need pops up again. So we will be rerunning at again during the times that they most need it during the course of the year. So thank you. Thank you.
And we will have information on the toy drive. You can bring the unwrapped gifts for kids 0 to 18. So anything that you find that would be a good toy for someone, bring that in. And we'll have the information a little bit more about just the toy drive in general, and then also the deadline for dropping those toys off and the Indy Realty office address, just in case you forgot, 7255 East Tankaverde Road. We'll make sure all of that is on our I Am Real Estate Facebook page, and you can also find that on the Indy Realty Facebook page, my Indy Realty Facebook page, anywhere you go. We really want to get that out because it's something that we really do care about. We want to use the influence that we have to try to benefit the community.
Absolutely. So appreciate it. So when you're on that social media, just search the words Indy Realty and you'll find all this stuff. It's out there.
Speaking of Indy Realty, we are hiring new agents. Can you tell us just a little bit, Don?
We are. So if you happen to not be familiar with Indy Realty yet, you know, we are on that northeast side. We're right across the street from Udall Park, and we're always looking for top-notch professionals. So you can reach out directly to me if you have any interest. I am at 520-869-2376.
And I'm going to say, too, I'll extend an invitation. If you ever want to come look at the office and you want to just sit and have a cup of coffee and talk real estate, you can always call me, 520-373-6864. And I'd be happy to show you around as well. So if it's intimidating to call the CEO and broker, feel free to call.
I'm just one of everybody else, y'all. I'm just like everybody else. I love when my phone rings. You know, I tend to just talk to everybody that I meet like I've known them forever. I just love interacting with people. I love our community. It's so engaging and it's just so much fun. So yeah, I'm just me. But
well, and I'm going to say too that it's really great that in our office that you're always there, you're available, that you're willing to help out and to encourage everyone who's there and just to help us to grow our businesses. It's a very great office environment.
That's what we strive for. We've built a culture that is we're so happy to have, and we set out. We feel like when building an organization, that culture is kind of a buzzword. That people want to hear about it, but actually having that commitment to build a culture that people want to be a part of, that supports and nurtures people. I mean, it's just all so critical. And we think that we're there. You know, we think that we have kind of the best of all worlds going on. So invite everybody to stop in anytime you want.
Well, and when I came to Don, my CEO and broker of Indy Realty, and I said to him, hey, have you ever heard of Dinovember? It's when dinosaurs come to life at night. He kind of looked at me funny, but said, no, I haven't. And you could tell he was excited and wanted to know about it. So I told him all about it and how much fun it is having these dinosaurs come to life and how they cause all kinds of different mischievous problems in my house over the years during the month of November. And it was something that he just jumped on right away and said, this is really cool. Go with it. Have fun. And has been very encouraging and supportive through that process. So I think that too, you know, just the fun of being able to come up with some of these out of the box ideas, just be creative and try to show our own personalities through it. And if you don't know me, it's kind of funny. I've had a lot of people comment on how Dinovember and the dinosaurs coming to life and all of the videos that we're posting of Rory T-Rex going through the transaction. People keep talking about how that is so me.
It is. And I want to tell everybody that, you know, Danielle has made dinosaurs come to life and it's so incredibly engaging. And so where can they find these videos, Danielle? Where can people tune in and see what we're talking about here?
So if you look on Facebook, there's a couple places you'll find it, Facebook and Instagram, at Danielle Indy Realty, or you could do a hashtag DinoVember with Danielle. There are videos of Rory T-Rex, who's a super cool dinosaur, I have to say, going through the home buying process. So we actually have just ended the inspection period. We got the appraisal back. We're kind of moving into a little bit of a slower period in this transaction. And he will be buying his first house by the end of DinoVember.
That is fantastic. And I know he is very excited about it. And I'm excited to see how it all turns out.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been really cool. John is in a lot of those videos as well. He is our lender. And Rory T-Rex wants to go and show you, by the way, that he has lost a velociraptor claw.
He lost a claw?
Well, he wants to tell you that it fell off, but he's a T-Rex and it's a velociraptor, so it's a little bit of a
confusion. It is confusing. It is. I would agree.
He has a cool fossil velociraptor claw, though, so that's kind of fun. We will be right back. We'll talk just a little bit more about this and more information for you in just a couple minutes. We are back. We were just talking a little bit about DinoVember and the dinosaurs coming to life, and so we wanted to talk about that just a little bit more. I will say it's been kind of funny in the office having a dinosaur running around, and I've had these DinoVember starter kits, and so I had someone who came in to pick one up, and she brought her, her niece with her, and she came in, and she's looking at Rory T-Rex in his full costume, and she's just kind of looking at him funny, and he roared at her, and
he
got so excited, yeah. And came up and wanted to meet the dinosaur, and he's pretty sure he's Facebook famous at this point. So if you haven't seen it, I mean, you've got to. They've been really fun.
Yeah, they have been great. With in Inspire Life Group, you guys know that we have Inspire Life Chiropractic, which my wife's been a chiropractor for, I don't know, 16 years now, probably. I don't remember how long. It's been a while. And we decided to do a dino family within the chiropractic office, going through their chiropractic wellness journey. And the videos that the girls at the front desk are doing are hilarious. They have the dinosaur sitting in the waiting room and swiping the credit card and making themselves cups of coffee and all the fun things we do in that office. It has been a fun experience. We have a bunch of the starter kits at our office also. Several of my wife's patients are school teachers, and they took just stacks of them to hand out to just their families and the little kids. And I just like seeing people getting involved in it. And it's something fun. I think our office environment and attitude and the way we do things, we're serious, but we like to have fun and get things done, mm-hmm. but do it in a fun manner that everybody's on board. And I know Indy Realty's a lot that way also. And I like how well we all work well together and have that same philosophy of, you know, community and family first.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's a big part of why I started doing the DinoVember and I started doing a lot of these little projects, is because it's something that I'm doing for work, but I'm also doing it for my kids. It's mm-hmm. fun. And it's something that we can all do together. And, you know, there aren't a lot of places where you can involve your kids in work projects. And it's really fun to be able to do that. And I have to ask the question, since the girls in your office are doing all these videos, who do you think's having more fun? You guys and the girls, or the kids who come?
I mean, people come to our office and like, oh, everybody's so young. And our front office staff is. I mean, I don't know if any of them are over the age of 22. But they are having a blast. They're having fun doing it. They're also learning about stuff in our office that they didn't necessarily know, because they're having to run through everything that we do, from acupuncture to massage to soft wave to all the different modalities that we have. And so they're also learning about that while they're doing it. But I get there early in the morning, and they come in a half hour early to film stuff, and they're crawling around on their hands and knees on the floor with dinosaurs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a bunch of little kids.
It's so fun.
It is fun.
I have people asking me to. I had somebody post on one of the pictures that I had of, I can't even remember what scene I had set up, but something that the dinosaurs had done. And they asked the question, who enjoys DinoVember more, you or your kids? I'm like, you know, it probably varies from minute to minute. We all have fun.
You know, Rachel, my wife, was skeptical about it, but after she saw the first video and saw what we were doing, she was, you know, on board also talking about it. There's little dinosaurs all over the office. I've got a pterodactyl flying over the top of the coffee maker.
Well, I mean, it really resonates with me. So first off, I love doing everything with the kiddos, and your the video of the kiddos first helping out with the food drive was just unbelievable and just melted my heart. And I love when they're in the office, you know, all the time. But it resonates with me. And so I could tell you, John, I am very, very far north of 22. But I was a dinosaur kiddo, man. I was like, when I was in elementary school and doing my research projects, and they were always dinosaur based and stuff like that. So I look at Noah and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this kid is me. And it's so much fun. And I haven't changed. Like, for example, I am so looking forward to the new Godzilla show on Apple coming out in just a couple days that I can barely contain myself. So it's good to stay young.
Well, see, the difference, Don, you and I, we didn't have these dinosaur heads that roar and light up, and cool. We didn't have these colorful plastic. You and I had the wood dinosaurs. You had to break out of the mold and snap them together. I played with wood toys. So,
well, I mean, Montessori toys right there. That's what everything is. So,
right. Exactly.
You know, you got the smart toys. I think it's been a lot of fun. Did you see the video of Bethany as the roofer?
I did not. I haven't seen it.
It was a really good one. She had like fairy wings on that light up.
That's what I saw.
And
yes.
You know, she said like, I flew up on top of the roof and everything looks good. And it was just a lot of fun. It's cool to be able to involve both of them in that.
It's
and
so
she
great.
Was so excited.
And then they go home and they play and they tell you that they're going into the office to do real estate work. And it's just unbelievable.
And when you approached me about it, what I liked about it best is it's a great way to explain what we do, which quite frankly is boring subject matter. I mean, talking about real estate and talking about mortgages is just boring. But you came up with a great way where people can watch a video that's entertaining and get the tidbits they need to know about the home buying process and what happens during those 30 days. And I think that's the really cool part about what you created, is it's a fun way for people to understand and learn from industry experts that are going to give it to you correctly what the process is like.
Well, and I am going to compile all these videos at the end into something because of exactly that. I feel like for someone who's curious about the home buying process, it's so cool to be able to watch it, you know, beginning to end, and to see all these interesting things that happen during the transaction. But you never know in real estate transactions, sometimes interesting things pop up, and it's really good to know that you have professionals who can handle those interesting things that pop up and work through it and be able to get to the very end and have you get your home or sell your home, whichever side you're on.
We haven't made it to the point where Rory calls me and wants to quit their job, have we?
No.
Rory
coming.
Has to tell you that he bought a car 3 days before closing.
I do need to, we are going to go to a car lot and I'm going to record him walking around looking at some nice new cars.
Oh gosh. And then John's going to have a panic look on his face. When
I mean, while we're on the subject, I mean, anybody that's out there currently looking to buy a home or in the process, do not pull your credit. Do not buy a car. Do not quit your job. Do not transfer money from one account to another. Just like put all that stuff on hold until you have the keys in your hand to your new house.
I think that these were old school concepts that got lost, you know, in the run up to 2007, you know, 2008. We all know what happened then, and guidelines had changed, and people just took for granted that things weren't how they used to be. Like when I bought my first house, which was getting to be a heck of a long time ago, you know, it was, you were told don't move any money. You were afraid to do anything. Like you're afraid to go to McDonald's, and spend any money. So it was interesting that those concepts got kind of lost, and now they're back. I mean, you have to source everything that comes into your bank account and goes out of your bank account, and people are surprised by it.
Well, something that I've been in the mortgage industry long enough, and something that happens during these ups and downs in rates, when rates get really, really low and the market's on fire, the underwriting guidelines are still there. They just become suggestions and people ignore them. When rates go up and the market is not as stable, all of a sudden they're no longer suggestions, they're guidelines, and they go overboard on them. And so the underwriting of loans kind of follow this peaks and valleys of interest rates.
And it's easy to do. I mean, we've had people get excited that they're about to close on the house. And so they go to the local furniture store and they run up $10,000 worth of furniture purchase that is set to be delivered the day after closing, which is now not going to happen because they just ran up a $10,000 credit card.
So. Well, and I don't think our industry is bad in we don't explain everything we're supposed to. And I mean mortgage industry doesn't explain what they should. I do, but a lot of LOs don't. And I don't think the public understands that that credit report we pull, it repulls every day. It's not another hit, but every day we look again. Did they have another inquiry? Did they go buy a car? Did they do this? We know the minute you run your credit for something, we're notified instantaneously that you're buying something.
There's no secrets out there. There are no secrets out there anymore. So,
but it's, I have had so much fun doing Dinovember with you. Thank you for introducing us to it. It's great. I plan on doing it every year as long as you want to continue doing it.
Yeah.
I'm now wondering if we need to come up with like another species, like have Fish February or something, but
that would be hysterical. Well, you guys definitely reach out to the Johnson Smith team and reach out to Danielle. And how do they do that, Danielle?
You can reach Raymond Smith at 520-904-7711, Sandra Johnson at 520-850-1725, or Danielle Johnson at 520-373-6864. And then, Don, do you want to give your number as well?
Yes, certainly. You can reach me. I'm Don Geisler. I'm the designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty. I'm at 520-869-2376.
And John?
And I am Jonathan Spurr. I am the RI and owner of Inspired Life Mortgage. Best way to get a hold of me is 520-247-3610.
And if you call any of us, just know you've got a really good team of professionals who are going to work together and who are going to make sure that you accomplish your real estate goals. We are here to help you and we'll be there all along the process.
And I'm excited for anybody to reach out to Danielle and see some of the stuff that she's doing and really see it with your own eyes. We've been talking about it for a while, but see with your own eyes. And she is as wonderful of a real estate professional as she is with a creative marketer and a mom. So reach out to her.
Yeah, thank you for that, Don. So we also would like to thank our sponsors of the I Am Real Estate Show, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power Solar. If you use one of our sponsors, please let them know that the Johnson Smith team sent you. And as always, we are the Johnson Smith team offering free home valuations. So if you would like a home valuation, give us a call. You could send us an email at johnsonsmith@indy-realty.com. We'd love to help you out. We'll see you next week.
You might be surprised at that home value. Check it out.